This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, it was about 30 minutes ago. I was walking around in the break room and saw David Knight. And he said, "Did you just see this?" And he backed it up on the DVR to recording all the major propaganda channels with CNN. And it was Wolf Blitzer going, "Oh, I got a producer telling me go to this." So they cut to one of the, quote, friends. He should be probably investigated, of the crazy man that got killed this morning, going and shooting five people, one of them a congressman, two of them police officers, another one a lobbyist, while they were playing a Republican baseball game. And Wolf Blitzer doesn't come back and say, "Well, obviously, the, you know, killing people is not political, and obviously, you know, we don't agree with that here at CNN." He pushed it. They clearly, we're in news. We know what it looks like. CNN's been caught so many times with staged interviews. This was CNN's statement. CNN is proud of what they just did. They got, you know, Kathy, you know, working for them, that's running around Kathy Griffin saying, "Cut the president's head off." You've got all these other reporters saying, "Kill the president." Will it be political if somebody sees Wolf Blitzer and walks up and sprays bullets into him and says, "Hey, I'm not evil, Wolf. I just killed you deader than a hammer." I mean, I don't want to kill Wolf Blitzer. I'm not saying that. They're such liars, they'll say I did, David Knight. I'm saying, don't you people get it? You're trying to start a civil war with people. You're taking our kindness for weakness. Do you understand? The American people will kill all of you. You understand? We are killing machines, you fools. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Alex, the question is, do they have a duty to say something about that? They cut this out as an excerpt. They said, "We've got a clip here from somebody who knew him." And the guy comes out. We'll play the clip for you here in just a second. The guy says, "I just want people to know he's not evil. He's just tired of the politics." And they come back, and Wolf Blitzer goes, "Okay, well, let's go on." Now, if you are the reporter there, wouldn't you want some clarification about that? Why is that not evil?
No, I'd say, excuse me. I'd say, excuse me.
Yeah, why wouldn't Wolf say something about that? Doesn't he have a duty to say, "I'm sorry, that is evil. That is not politics."
He should have said, "None of us are promoting violence here. Exactly. This is horrible. If you or I did that, it'd be career ending."
Yes, and I would like to know, as a reporter on the scene who got that interview with that guy, I would ask him, "What do you mean by that? Give me some clarification." No interest in
the Democrats.
They just cut it right there and put it out there on air.
The tweets are all over InfoWars.com. They're tweeting at me going, "We're going to get you next, you bastard." I mean, they're celebrating this, yeah. But they all hate guns. They don't know how to use them, but I can shoot bullseye at 400 yards, dumbass. Well, I mean, they have no idea who they're messing with.
The funny thing is, just before that clip, CJ was laughing about it. We were all back there. The CNN reporter says, "Yeah, he was there with an M1 or something." It's like, an M1? they don't know anything at all about firearms. And this is a guy.
But they dream like the communists we were showing earlier. This is from Austin this weekend, with their fingers on their triggers, almost aiming guns at cops. Yeah. If I was one of those cops, I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, it absolutely is insane. But we have to look at this. We have to say, at what point, and this was what I talked about last night. I said, you know, what we're seeing here in the Senate, the testimony here, what we're seeing is a political assassination, metaphorically. But they're also acting it out at the same time in New York, at the theater in the park. And so what they're doing is they're acting out that political assassination. They get a standing ovation from Alec Baldwin and all the Broadway crowd as they're doing
this. These people.
And that is the difference, Alex. I think, you know, we have a discussion about where is the line on the First Amendment. I tweeted out, I said, you can't cry fire in a crowded theater, and you can't get up in front of the theater because you're an actor and tell people to fire
plus,
at your enemies.
Look at these communists with axe handles hitting cops,
yeah.
And the cops only bump them away. I would beat their brains out, man. They're out there with a deadly weapon attacking peaceful protesters, protesting Sharia law. I want my First Amendment protected, or what are you going to do if I really stand up to these people? And I'm not bragging, man. You hit me with an axe club, I'm going to take it away from you, and I'm going to stick it you know where.
Well, see, this whole thing is a continuum, Alex, because they have CNN is out there. They won't call things like what Kathy Griffin did. They won't call that evil. They won't call this other stuff incitement. And so when you have a guy who...
No, she whines about it. She's the victim.
Yeah. He destroyed me. He broke me is what she said.
Oh, listen, Dr. Corsi's in there. You're hot to go. I don't mind the competition against the show because it's competition against the globalists. You guys ought to go in the other studio or somewhere and just fire up and do a live feed right now.
Sure.
I say just let them have it, brother.
We'll do it.
Absolutely. Of course, he's back there finishing his lunch, eating some food. Just attack. Just everybody. Everybody's just go after the globalists peacefully in the info war. Stay with us. William Benny coming up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, you shudder from the sound. The death machine makes slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound.
This is my father's grave. One time I asked him, I said, in your service in wartime, how many men did you kill? And he said, maybe one. So, but that's all he said. He didn't really talk about it. I think that was pretty typical of World War II veterans. they did what they had to do, and they didn't really think that that was anything different than anyone else did in World War II. Nobody thought they were heroes. They just thought they did their duty. One of the worst things about war is those who start it force others to be as vicious as they are to stop it. That's what I'm sure he was feeling. He just didn't want to talk about having to do what he had to do when in the war. One of the main reasons we get into war is by mistakes by leadership, because they're informed incorrectly or they're uninformed about events, you know, totally. So the principle I thought that I was working under was to make sure that the information that I could arrive at through the work I did was informative to leadership so they didn't make mistakes.
Powerful film. I'm going to show this film to my children this weekend. We just got it in. It's amazing. A Good American. Stunning and deeply disturbing, Newsweek called it. Extraordinary story of an extraordinary spy, William Benning, one of the top mathematicians in modern history, one of the men who engineered much of what the NSA is today, but not to spy on the American people, but to protect the nation. Somebody tried to stop illegal spying and was SWAT-teamed for it. He's now been, of course, vindicated. And we have the filmmaker with us as well. He, of course, was the main technical advisor on Snowden, the big blockbuster film that was so powerful that Oliver Stone put out. And see, to me, Oliver Stone is a real liberal. He's against ISIS. He's against war with Russia. He's against bankrupting the country. And I take somebody like William Benning. I wouldn't call him liberal or conservative. He's just an American patriot. And the truth is, Trump liked the NSA spying before. Now he doesn't like it because he realizes it's being used against him. And it's being used against Americans. And tens of thousands of Americans, we now know, were illegally targeted by Obama. And Trump was spied on. Then they tried to lie about that. So this is bipartisan. This affects no matter what color you are, where you came from. This is the giant spy grid. And it's such a powerful film. A Good American. This is something that brings us all together under our First Amendment, under our Fourth Amendment. And just understanding the big corporations that have these spy grids that are hooked into the NSA, they're like the new gods. And they've done it by violating all of our rights. And they're taking over our world and ending competition. This is the big threat, and this is the film. I think, informationally, it's even better than Snowden, which was excellent. I couldn't believe that Hollywood would let something that good come out. That's one of the only good things I've seen that actually told the truth politically from Hollywood in years, from the left or the right. And so the film is A Good American. I don't mean to gush too much about this, but we've got several other clips. My father's grave, everything is human behavior, the graph, the maze. With William Benning, the former technical director of the National Security Agency, and, of course, the filmmaker who we're going to have on with us for the next 45 minutes or so as well. This is quite a time to be alive. Frederick Moser, blueandgreen.info is his film site, and he's an amazing filmmaker in his own right. I was already aware of his work before I knew that about a year ago or so that he was working, or a year and a half ago, time flies, when William Benning came to town and had just been interviewed for this film, but now it's out. Frederick Moser will be joining us, but I wanted to go to, they're both here with us right now, just to talk to William Benning. Do you not feel vindicated that you're SWAT teamed, you know, more than a decade ago for talking to Congress secretly, following your oath to expose illegal spying? Everything you talked about and warned about, vindicated by Snowden, vindicated by WikiLeaks, but now just out in the open, in spades, but then we learn the president himself and Congress has fallen prey to this deep state. So everything you talked about, word for word now, emblazoned. What's it like, William Benning?
Well, Alex, I just think it's rather sad that it's taken this long to come out, but it's also very disturbing that we don't have a lot of people standing up to oppose this. You know, most of them are acquiescing to it, especially those in Congress. They should be outraged because they're being spied on, too.
Incredible. You're the expert here, and I want to go to the director as well and talk about this amazing film that's so important. But just looking at the world today and stuff I mentioned, what's your expert take on that? William?
Mine? Oh, I thought you were asking Fritz. Well, I think Fritz did an excellent job on the whole movie, and I think it's brought out the points that are necessary for people to understand. I just more people can see it, so that they'll begin to understand the technology behind it and understand what's possible and what the threat really is here. I always go back and refer to a former East German lieutenant colonel who in the Stasi, who had said of the NSA spying program, this would have been a dream come true for us. So that really should tell you what this is all about. It's about spying on everybody and control of everybody and making sure that people line up to do what central government wants them to do. And this is contrary to what our entire Constitution was set in place to ensure does not happen.
And a lot of people say, well, nothing to hide. Well, that's like posting that you're out of town and where you live on Facebook, and then thieves rob your house. We have blinds, not because we're hiding something, but because we have privacy. And isn't privacy historically the essence of what free peoples have? So I want to get into the film, but this film, years in the making, is now the life we're living. It's now vindicated, as you are, by everything it breaks down in real time. It's beyond evergreen, is what I'm saying. And the revelation that certain elites have omnipresent access to information, and us mere mortals are here. I mean, this is the ultimate discrimination as well. They don't just steal our data. They then collate it and use it against us and market it and predict the future. I mean, this is Promethean fire, but we pay for the fire, but we don't even get the benefits of it.
That's right. And for what's going on today, right now, with Comey and Mueller, I mean, these are two guys who were at the center of this spying. They were using this data with the FBI and the Department of Justice all along, and they were the ones who were advocates for it internally in the government. So, that's like the criminals going after other criminals.
Exactly. I'm going to go to the director here for a moment, and then we're going to come back to you after break. But that's exactly where I wanted to go. I'm watching Comey and I'm watching Mueller, who openly were involved in all this illegal spying. I'm watching Hayden running it all, like he's a good guy, and that Trump's bad, and I'm not even here defending Trump. The point is, it's just bizarre to realize what these guys are involved in. People have to see the film for themselves, but Frederick Moser, filmmaker, blueandgreen.info, we're selling the film at InfoWars Store, InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, folks, you need to get this out to libraries. You need to show it to students. You need to. This is powerful. So, Frederick, congratulations on what you've done here. It's amazing. How did you get into this, and just how has this changed your life, delving into this?
Well, there is a long version of that and a short version of that. The short version is WikiLeaks actually got me to become interested in what is going on in the digital realm. And I had a story in preparation that was already dealing with surveillance, but then Snowden came along and showed us that the magnitude of surveillance was just huge and way bigger than what we had come across. And so it was also clear that Laura Poitras and Glenn Greenwald would get the Snowden story out and also show the panorama of surveillance as it was going on. But my academic background is I have a degree in contemporary history. And so I was interested, how the hell did we get there? And so I was looking for a story of a person, a personal story which could be emotional and powerful enough to attract the interest of people who are not genuinely interested in surveillance as such, but just in the biography of somebody who has worked as a spy. And on top of my list, there was Bill Binney, and I asked him, this was in 2013, actually, so this was like 2 months after Snowden.
Oh, yeah, you put a lot of work into this film. This is amazing.
And so I asked Bill, and he said, yes, I'm on board, and this is how I started. And has it changed my life? Yes, totally.
Yeah, I've been around a lot of Hollywood folks, and that doesn't excite me very much unless they have courage like the last guest we had on. But when you're around Binney, you realize, like, in mainline publications, this is one of the top mathematicians, super brains, helped defeat the Soviet Union, has all these secret awards, and here's the government SWAT teaming him, probably doing other stuff to him he didn't want to get into. And it's amazing to be out at dinner with this guy and then realize I'm not really paranoid. There are people following us. I mean, it's very interesting.
And not only in America. I mean, of course, the story of Bill is a very American story. But in the end, we are really having the same trouble in Europe over here. So
you're right. You know, stay there. The filmmaker, Frederick Moser, the amazing film, A Good American, available at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't support films like this, you may already know all this stuff, folks. You got to support it. I'm not lecturing you. You already know this. This is important. Very powerful. He's our guest. Trump, of course, USA Today even had to admit, U.S. News and World Report as well. Top spy, top NSA official backs up Trump's story of spying. We'll talk about that straight ahead from the top NSA insider, William Binney. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're into hour number three. Fourth hour coming up with Roger Stone. I'll probably ride shotgun with him. Frederick Moser is a filmmaker and a good American. Support the broadcast and see a powerful film and share it with others. InfoWarsStore.com, a good American. A few clips are coming up in the next segment. Then they'll leave us in about 15 minutes. I'll shift gears into Member of Congress shot. Scalise and Stable. New or sitting ducks, trail of blood, gum, and kill as many Republicans as you can. And the video is now up on Infowars.com with Wolf Blitzer having a guest on just saying, hey, this is just politics. He wasn't an evil man. Again, I didn't used to be a Republican or a Democrat. I want to be clear. But the Democrats are the deep state now, along with the Republican leadership, and they're coming after Trump because he's transferring power back to the country. That is just a fact. So that is coming up. Oh, he wasn't evil. No, he was just tired of things. So he went and, what, shot a couple cops, shot some other person, shot a congressman. He just said, are those Republicans? Yes. And my point is, the media is hyping it. What are they trying to do? I'm going to ask William Binney that at the start of the next segment and play a few clips of the new film. But going back to Mr. Binney, looking at what Mueller did, looking at what Comey did, looking at how they ignored all the other big crimes they knew about, looking at how they've admittedly been caught in the New York Times targeting Trump. Trump points out it's illegal. Then they say, oh, no, we never spied on you. What's the truth as an expert, William Binney of ExposedFacts.org?
The truth is everybody's being copied and collected all their data. But when they go after people, they have to specifically target them in the day-to-day. So they go after them specifically. So in this case, it wasn't that he was specifically wiretapped. It was he was captured in mass surveillance, but he was targeted by going in with specifics about him into that database and pulling everything out about him.
So to explain, they basically just capture everything. They've got it in these buckets, and that was been confirmed by Snowden. You helped design the systems. And then they can then just go into those databases if they want. Can't they also plant things?
Yeah, that's also possible. It's possible to manipulate things to make it look like somebody else did it also. So once you have the data, you can do anything you want to with it.
William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, let's expand on this. You talked about this a lot in the years you've come on, but they now admit with the latest data dumps, with the Vault 7, that they were also spoofing other countries and then attacking the United States. How does that tie into all this?
Well, I looked at that cybersecurity as another swindle. You know, what they're doing is they've known about all these weaknesses all along for decades, in fact, some of them, and they've never told anybody to fix them or what needs to be fixed, and so they left everybody vulnerable. Then every time somebody got attacked, they would say, okay, we need more money for cybersecurity, and they'd never fix the things they knew were wrong. So they basically are swindling us.
So they're creating the new economy or hijacking it through cybersecurity and NSA and creating Swiss cheese problems and creating private companies and systems and governmental systems to then service all the problems they've created.
Yeah, but, we the poor taxpayers are paying through the nose to get spied on and manipulated and basically told what to do fundamentally by the mainstream media that does nothing more than regurgitate what the government's saying, which means they're going to spout what they're told to spout, and that's it. And that's all we've been fed, except for very few programs like yours, for example, or some others, but that's it.
And by the way, it's come out in the news through Sheriff Arpaio, an older database of who was being surveilled, a law enforcement database, we think a DEA database, but I was in there. Trump was in there. The reason I knew it was real, I had Trump's Mar-a-Lago phone number, his Trump Tower number, his backup number, and another number. And then they had numbers I had from offices like 5 years ago that no one ever had. They had my private office number that I didn't even use. And they were actively, this just came out. We were leaked this info, Mr. Binney. What do you make of that?
Well, that's basically what they do. It doesn't matter whether or not you use the phone. If they can tie a phone to you, they'll just put it in the system, and the system will automatically monitor it for any communications you activate. And if you do, they got it. If you don't, they're still monitoring you.
Now, again, I know all these other agencies with their parallel construction get into the NSA, but why would this be an FBI DEA database? I've never been investigated for drugs. Trump as well. Do they just use that as an excuse? Because the file we got, there's millions of files, but, we got a snippet of it. It was just every phone we've ever used, and then it was just an admission that was a targeted database if they wanted to go further and try to get into it.
Yeah, what it is, basically, frankly, is the FBI and the CIA and components of the FBI, including the DEA, the Special Operations Division, they have direct access into the NSA database and can pull out data and target people in any time they want. They can go and get tips from the people on the street, and they can go into that database and target them and see what they're doing. That's fundamentally what they're doing, but it's no surprise to me that it's there. It should also be in DHS and a number of other agencies in the U.S. government.
Sure, the only reason we got this leak was obviously it was connected to local law enforcement.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
you. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt it in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Everything is human behavior. Another clip from the award-winning film A Good American. Stunning and deeply disturbing. Newsweek, an extraordinary story of an extraordinary spy, William Binney, and more. The executive producer from the executive producer of Oliver Stone, a Frederick Moser film. Here it is.
Everything is human behavior. Human behavior is extremely patterned. How do people operate? How do they interact? And how does that manifest or appear in this abstract set of communications you're looking at? I couldn't understand why a lot of people couldn't see what I could see.
I've watched it. I can't wait to have my children watch it because this is what it's really all about. Wow. Again, a good American. I'm going to play one more clip and go back and give both our guests 4 or 5 minutes of the floor because I know they've got to go. But let's play the graph, another clip from the film.
I basically envisioned the graph as a very large globe of the Earth, see? With a total of about 7 billion nodes in it, or dots, each representing an individual, and having all the connections of all those individuals with all the other connections they have anywhere in the world. Think of yourselves as drifting into the globe. So you're going inside the globe and you can go to any point in the globe and look at any given point to see the relationships they have with all the other dots in the globe. When you go into the globe, you pick out a dot, you can pull it out of that relationship graph, and with it will come all of the nodes that it has a relationship with. When you pulled that node out in its community, if you will, the social network it had, you pulled all of the backup data that created those relationships to begin with, so that you could now timeline those relationships and see the interactions over a period of time, whatever you wanted to define. So that's how I envisioned the graph.
This is godlike stuff, and that's where we are. That's why free will is so important. Don't give your free will over to these technocracy. He's got a new film coming out, The Maze. Of course, talking about the director of this film and the producer of this film, A Good American, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. From executive producer Oliver Stone, a Frederick Mosier Films. Oliver Stone, of course, is involved in this little jewel as well. I just love Oliver Stone. StoneColdTruth.com is coming up in the next hour with Roger Stone. But right now, we are talking to William Binney, and we're also talking to Frederick Mosier, blueandgreen.info. I've been asking my questions. I want to go to Mr. Mosier for 5 minutes, then to Mr. Binney for 5 minutes. I'm going to let you go and take phone calls from folks that are holding patiently. But you guys are the experts. You made the film. What else do you want to say about the film and about the state of the world? Because I want to talk about the film, but the film is the state of the world. It's like a window deep into what's really happening. But then I keep trying to tie it into what's currently happening. It's just amazing.
Two of us.
Jump in, Frederick, first. Go ahead.
So I think what to me is really worrying is that despite all the attacks that have happened since 9/11, because basically the program that Bill Binney developed, ThinThread, would have had everything to stop 9/11 up front, long time before. And despite all the attacks that have happened since 9/11, politicians are still pushing for the same medicine, which doesn't cure anything. And this is mass surveillance. And I think why this film is still important, even if it stops, you know, in terms of history, it goes from the 60s to 2007. But I think because the reason why it's still important is because we need to think differently about surveillance at all and about national security at all. And I think we are on a totally, we're losing it. And I sent you over a small piece from my new film, The Maze, which looks into the terror attacks that happened since 2005, since the 7/7 London attacks. And it goes up to the Manchester attacks of 2 weeks ago. And if you see it there, yeah, play the clip.
Well, we will definitely have you on about that film. I want to, this film's so amazing. I definitely want to have you on about that. But yeah, go ahead and roll the clip from the start. Let's go ahead and roll this clip from the new film, The Maze, from Frederick Mosier. Let's start it over. Go ahead and roll it.
Thank you.
London, Boston, Paris, San Bernardino, Brussels, Orlando, Nice, Würzburg, Ansbach, Saint-Étienne-du-Rouvray, Berlin, Westminster, Stockholm, and Manchester. 14 terrorist incidents, 32 perpetrators, over 400 dead, more than 2,400 injured. Bombs, firearms, an axe, trucks, and a car. Attackers between the ages of 17 and 52. While the backgrounds of the attackers are quite diverse, there seems to be a pattern. In each attack, at least one of the terrorists was known to the police. In each attack, the perpetrators were part of a network. In each attack, the terrorists were communicating electronically with each other or with their backers. In each attack, there was a digital footprint clearly indicating radicalization. How can it be that despite all these traces and evidence, the intelligence services had no idea that these attacks were being plotted?
Let me see if I have the answer for Frederick Moser, and then, of course, former head of technical, actually ran the NSA, William Binney. I've been interviewing Binney for like 5-6 years, but I've been reading his stuff since they SWAT teamed me 14 years ago or whatever, when he exposed this to Congress, to the proper secret channels. They spy on everything because the globalists, the corporations, want corporate data and general data for general control, when instead of you target certain things legally and lawfully the way you're supposed to, with the, I guess the politically incorrect term, you know, to use, would be profiling, then you could actually stop people by looking at the real networks themselves instead of everybody. But if you try to search a field for a needle instead of just searching the haystack, there's no way to find it. Binney found a way to search the haystack, not the field. Is that an accurate way of saying it, William Binney?
Yeah, that's right, Alex. It was a way of using the graph that was a way of looking into the massive amounts of data and pulling out only what is relevant.
But they didn't want that because that wouldn't take over the entire Internet, the entire grid, and make them kings of the earth.
Yeah, and it wouldn't cost a lot of money either.
But it makes us blind to real threats.
Yeah, and it fundamentally dumps all this stuff on the analysts, and they have to figure it out. Edward Snowden, in the material he released, there were about 10 different articles written by analysts inside NSA saying they were too buried. They couldn't find anything. They couldn't find the bad guys and monitor them.
Just like Mueller cut the white-collar criminal investigators by 72%, and then Comey did it further. This is on purpose, isn't it, William?
Well, I certainly don't think they want us to know anything they're doing. That's probably part of the reason. The other reason is they might be found out themselves for what they're doing.
Exactly. So it's the perfect criminal conspiracy. Spy on everyone instead of known criminals and terrorists, because then that allows the criminals to run wild. This is incredible. Frederick Moser, your comments on this. This is profound.
Well, I'm not so familiar with Comey and Mueller, because that's America's internal politics. But what I can say is that there is a real problem with the massive amount of data that they are collecting. And we had people say this in our new film, The Maze, for example, the former UK head of cybersecurity saying it. You know, it's simply not working. So I think this entire surveillance thing has become totally ideological, and it shouldn't be. It should be above ideology.
Absolutely.
I think it is a technical problem, and it calls for a technical solution or several technical solutions when the solution that we have in place now does not work, obviously.
Wow. But let me see The Maze. I didn't know that was out. I want to carry that. I want to see an amazing Frederick Moser.
Thank you.
I mean, no wonder that, you know, Oliver Stone's, you know, helping you fund produce your films. You're an amazing filmmaker. In closing, though, this really is the future, like electricity or like the wheel or fire. This power of technocracy to track everything should be the number one debate. And no wonder MSM wanted to act like for decades as it was being developed, it just didn't exist, because they didn't want the little people involved in the discussion about the future architect of the world. And so thank God that you and Oliver Stone and William Binney, especially William Binney and Edward Snowden. William, let me say this. Look, I know Snowden broke the law with what he did. But you've said, great, once they prosecute all the big criminals, you know, that are 1,000 times worse, maybe go after him. But, I mean, is he not overall a hero? He didn't give away the actual targets and people like the OPM hack. He didn't do that. I mean, he exposed illegal spying. I mean, you know, where's your view on that?
Well, I think that And that part of the exposure of all the criminal activity is absolutely, he's a hero in that. I mean, he had the guts to take all that material out and show it. But there was some of the material that that got printed that shouldn't have been. You know, it was listing some specific targets that shouldn't be coming out. But the other stuff about all this illegal activity that they're doing internally in the United States and around the world, basically war crimes and things like that, it needs to be exposed, and we need to have it out in public so that everybody can say, let's stop this crap.
Sure.
Or you know, do we want our government doing this for us?
Well, I never agree with liberals on gun control or things like that, but I agreed on let's not have spying, let's not launch wars preemptively. Now they love wars. Now they love spying. Now they say kill everybody. So all I'm asking is, where are the liberals, William Binney, that previously criticized the NSA? Now, because they had 8 years of Obama, they think it's the greatest thing since pumpkin pie.
Yeah, well, Obama was one that doubled down on everything that Bush had done, and so it's only made it worse. And now, so we're getting to this point now where we hire people like Mueller to investigate the president and cover up for Comey, or investigate Comey, too. And, you know, it's like the criminals, or the fox is running the hen house here is basically what's going on. And, you know, you can't trust any of these people. I mean, we need to find people who are not in any way tainted with anything in Washington or anything that's been the establishment for years. Because if you don't, you're going to get somebody who's going to, you know, cover up for one another. That's what they've been doing all along, covering up for each other.
They're clearly emboldened by the fact that they're spying on the president in real time. And he keeps asking, how are there leaks when it's me and one person in the room? Because it's the computer. It's the iPhone. They don't need to put bugs in the White House. All the devices are the bugs. That is now declassified. That is now a fact. And the president can't understand why all these bureaucracies literally know when he goes to the bathroom. Can you explain to the president what's happening to him, Mr. Binney? I know he watches the show.
Yes, I can, and I sent a note in to him and also Attorney General Sessions about the way to really go forward in a constitutional, law-abiding way and be able to actually succeed against terrorism and other crimes instead of doing this bulk acquisition on everybody that puts data in databases so that anybody in the government anywhere can access it. Now, that gives the opportunity for them to leak anything in the world they want on anybody, because that's what NSA has stored.
And isn't OPM 15 million, 20 million now, they're saying, all the government agents, all the spies?
I believe it was a little over 21 million people that were hacked or data that has been
hacked.
Yeah,
so it's growing. And isn't that what you said on the show 5 years ago? The great danger is you give this huge bulk of data, of course they're going to be spies. Of course it's going to leak. I mean, aren't you like blowing up your own ship, your own Pandora's box, by creating this giant data dump? Isn't the answer is not storing bulk acquisition for security?
Yeah, that's been my point all along. You don't get security with bulk acquisition of data. I mean, the idea that you had to give up privacy for security has been a lie from the beginning. It was a lie because they wanted to get all information on everybody in the world. And also, they wanted to spend a lot of money and build an empire in doing it.
Sure, I know it's classified, and you haven't been there in years, but you helped set the whole thing up. They admit that you're the mastermind. They say you're the mastermind, one of the top mastermind. Who then decides the targeting under your limited system? Is it algorithms, computers? Does HUMET put in the data, and then the computers decide?
It's a mixture of things. They, you know, it's like they have software that scores content or speech in a phone call. They look at phrases and words and have a scoring algorithm goes through and says, if it reaches this level in score, we're going to transfer it to a human to transcribe record and put a record of the transcript out. If it's not something like that, but they're going after President Trump, they're going specifically with his phone numbers and email or any Twitter account, anything, and they're going in and into the NSA database and pulling data out on him. So that means it's data collected from any source anywhere in the world or out of this world.
Unbelievable. All right, William Binney, exposefacts.org, Frederick Moser, blueandgreen.info, the new film, A Good American, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please, I'm going to carry your next film and see it and get you back on dealing with that. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Any final words, Frederick?
First of all, of course, thanks for having me there. And then the thing that I'm most worried about is actually the Internet of Things. It's the connected world. It's the self-driving cars. It's the smart electricity, the smart heating, the smart fridge. These are the things that really worry me, because if you have the entire system surveilled, this allows you not only to listen into, but to play with your life, with our lives. And I think this is not the world that I desire for myself or for my kids. It's as simple as that.
Well, that's right. I mean, I've thought about, I want healthy, happy children. I want to help people. I want a good, healthy life for myself. And I just dream of a house that isn't all surveilled with all these gadgets, and none of them work right, and they're always screwing up. I like dream of the old days of analog. I think that's the next big economy with our own consumer choices. I think all of us together should just vote to go back to analog, except for very limited parts of our lives. And I think it's a human revolution versus technology. I think technology's been subverted, and we have to kind of, you know, put a pause on this. Gentlemen, thank you so much, William Binney. Thank you so much, Frederick Moser. It's always amazing. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. It's always a great honor to interview people like William Binney and Mr. Moser, such an amazing filmmaker in his own right. I've got four children, and I just, man, I'm not out to screw anybody over. I just try to tell the truth, and the enemy knows that. That's why they hate me so much. That's why they hate you, Chris and Jim and John and Antonio and Dave and Chili. Dave and Chili's first up. In fact, all these people held for over an hour. They all get any item they want, a $30 value from InfoWarsStore.com. They won't care, but I've got a rule. If you hold over an hour, you're going to get a T-shirt or a Model X2 or something. By the way, we got free shipping running. I launched it today on everything at InfoWarsStore.com, and we need your capital to be strong, so thank you.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I woke up 6 a.m. this morning. I looked at my iPhone, my little digital tracker system. and I saw the top story in the country, was not Jeff Sessions, it was me. Every major TV show, every major news show. And I thought, man, I don't mind these lies about me because people will find the real show and find out what I'm really saying. But, man, is this going to go all the way through next week with this Megyn Kelly hit piece and how she probably edited me and all the rest of it? And I thought, I wonder if there'll be some terror attack or some event that gets me out of the news. And I remember thinking, well, I hope there isn't a terror attack. But, man, I'm really sick of being in the news, even though I asked for all this. It's not fun. I'm in a war. I expect it. I'm ready for it. And then about an hour and a half later, I started getting the calls about the baseball game and the rest of it, you know, like by 8 in the morning. Let me tell you, when you're the top news story in the country, it's weird. And when they're lying about you, it's even weirder. And I'm not complaining. It just shows how weak they are that they're worried about me. What they're really worried about is you. And the guests we have on here at the broadcast and our affiliates and our sponsors, the fact that they can't take us down without guests killing me. The problem is the Democrats and the globalists are now going to that. They're killing people. They're calling for debt. They want war. And at some point, I guess they're going to get it. I mean, I don't want to see them defeated, but I've looked at all the angles. Man, they start a real war with the Patriot movement. I mean, killing is our business, lady. Globalist, all of you people. That's why we built America. I was trying to stop doing that. Killing people and overrunning scum like you and dominating you is real easy. We're trying to build you up, not kill you. See, we're beyond parasites like you that want to make weak people weaker to dominate them. We want to empower weak people, but we're not going to be dominated by you. You understand? So you're pushing it a little too far, and your false flags won't work. Nothing, you're losers. You were losers from the start. So the globalists and Hillary and all of them know this. I got your number, and I know you know that. So you want to play chicken, ram heads, let's do it. Let's go. I'm ready. Just get ready, because you're going to be broken. You're going to fall. You're going to be with your father forever. And I look at you and Bill Clinton and your Chelsea and all. Thank God I'm not with dishonorable people like you. Thank God. Let's go to Dave and Chile. Dave, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Well, thanks for having me today. I want to say this. If you're setting up a network, I want to be able to point my satellite dish at a free satellite and receive your content over my TV rather than through the Internet. Now, my second point is this. In order for President Trump to get rid of that face hugger that's on the American economy, he's got to send federal troops into the Federal Reserve and stop calling it the Federal Reserve.
Well, I mean, he can fire Yellen, who's about to raise interest rates. That's one of the bad things Trump's done, is keeping Janet Yellen at the New York Fed that actually runs it, and she's about to raise interest rates again to kill the economy. That is not a good idea, and I hear you. So Trump's not perfect by a long shot, but you know him by his enemies. But what do you make of that?
Well, I think that what they're really trying to do is exactly what you say. They're setting him up. They're setting him up for a big fall. They don't want this guy in charge. They don't want him in charge. Why? Because he knows what their end game is.
He's old-fashioned. He wants American prosperity. He doesn't get we can just screw all the people and be globalist. Trump's totally real.
He wants everyone off welfare. He doesn't want anybody on welfare. He wants everybody working. He wants them to make a living. He wants them to prosper.
And so a bunch of Hollywood scum. Want him dead. Dave, love you, brother. Tell me what you... We'll be right back.
Thank
Fourth
you
hour.
For
Stay
listening
with
to
More calls in Roger Stone. Democrats have had their terror attack. And Wolf Blitzer, the videos on InfoWars, he's as happy as a pig, and you know what?